vegetables.
You mentioned corn. What would you call it? Do you eat corn like this? That's called
corn on the cob?
Okay, that's what you call it. And the things you pull down off the side of the ear are called?
The husk.
And on top of the plant?
The tassel.
Okay, and the thing that turns brown on the end of the ear is called?
The silk.
And you mentioned beans. Were there different types of beans you were familiar with?
Yes, we raised pole beans, and those were most, in fact, all for green beans, and we canned them. And then we also raised beans that we would let dry and shell.
Now, did you ever, you mentioned green beans, did you ever use a term other than green beans?
Yes, because we raised wax or golden wax beans and had the yellow beans
ever,
too.
Did they ever call the green ones, did they ever call the string beans?
Yes, we called them string beans because particularly the pole beans were real stringy. You had the great long strings come off of them.
What about, now, could you grow those things that grow on a vine and about maybe a smaller than fist size and red?
You mean tomatoes?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we grew tomatoes, those kind, the red ones. And
how about the little tiny ones?
And we raised cherry tomatoes and what we call plum tomatoes. And they were a little yellow but shaped more like a pear, some of them call them.
Now, your mother was a southerner. Did you ever hear the word Tommy Toe?
No. Oh, Tommy Toe, yeah. But
that?
Only when I went south
you
for a visit.
Here.
Didn't hear it here.
But you have heard it there?
Uh-huh.
That's great.
It took me a while to figure out what my cousin was talking about.
And what about types of potatoes?
We raise mostly the red potato.
Why is that?
Like the flavor of them better than we did the russet, the Idaho russet potato. However, the white potato keeps better.
And what about those red things? It's a root crop, red things on the ground.
Beets, radishes?
No, either one of those. Were there types of beets you grew?
At the ranch, we raised some sugar beets, not to sell, but to feed the cattle. And a treat for the milk cows was to slice up some of the sugar beet for them to eat.
How big is a sugar beet? I've never seen.
Oh, they're huge. They can be that big around and that long. They're really a...
So maybe 6-7 inches around and a foot long?
Oh, yeah. They can be real big.
And what color are they?
They're, as I remember, they're kind of a pale yellow. That's one, pale cream color.
And the cows like those.
Oh, they love them. They're sweet tasting. They love them.
What about other things like, other things you can keep, maybe they grew great big on vines?
The pumpkins?
Okay, you had those.
Uh-huh.
And anything like a pumpkin?
Well, we also raised, at the ranch, we only raised the one kind, and that was the Hubbard squash. That's a big, dark, lumpy-skinned squash, harder than that Dickens to cut through.
Were there other types of squash that might have grown later on?
Yes, there was. I have grown zucchini and banana squash and crooknecks, and they all grow well here.
I wouldn't think the growing season would be long enough for Hubbard squash.
It is because, and I think one reason is because they can stand quite a bit of frost in the fall. One of those early fall frosts that take out the rest of your garden. They might frost the leaves, but the pumpkin or the squash will still, and a pumpkin too, will still mature.
I don't remember